Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host, who is bringing you the sounds of jubilation. Oh, by the way, before we start the sounds of jubilation, let me say this while I'm thinking about it. Again, I said it yesterday, but I want to say it again because I know some of you probably didn't have a chance to hear me when I said it. Happy birthday. I'm sorry. Some of you did have a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to you all. For real, for real. But to the fathers, I just want to say to you, Happy Father's Day. You know, we do have quite a few fathers. We have mothers who really do a great job. We have quite a few. I didn't say all, but we do have quite a few fathers who do a great job, just like we have quite a few mothers who do a great job. And I want to say this again. I mentioned it, like I said, yesterday, but I know a lot of people wouldn't have had the chance to hear it. So I want to say it again. I truly appreciate you men. And when I say you men, I'm not talking about just men in your 50s and 60s either. All of our men who are really looking out for your children. You are truly fathering your children. I'm telling you. I appreciate you for what you're doing. There is no telling just how tremendous an impact you are having on society by taking such great care of your children. We appreciate you, and belatedly, but sincerely, I want to again wish you belatedly a happy Father's Day. And I want to encourage you, even though life gets tough, the going gets rough, I want you to continue to be great fathers, having a positive impact on your children. I wonder how many people we have come across in our lives who have been great people in one way or another, partly because they had great fathers. Happy Father's Day. Thank you again. Now, the jubilation. Oh, by the way, I started to share this coming up to Father's Day. But I decided, you know what? I'm going to do something to celebrate Father's Day, and I'll do something to celebrate Mother's Day. Probably both of them later this month. Or maybe one this month, maybe the other next month, even though both will have passed. But one of the things I wanted to point out that I thought was so significant as I was getting ready to talk about Father's Day. I was going to bring this up because I thought it was so significant. I did discuss it with my family, but I was going to discuss it with the Speaking With listening community as well. But I said, you know what, I'll hold off. I'll just talk about it a little bit later. And, of course, I shared with you what I did share with you yesterday. But something that I thought was so unique, so not unique, but so awesome. You know, we have Father's Day. And as I said, we have quite a few fathers. And we always have had quite a few fathers who really do a great job of taking care of their precious children. And again, men, it doesn't matter to me whether you are 19 or 99. You're taking good care, because we have some fathers who are 19 years old who know how to take care of their children, and they're doing it. 22 years old, taking excellent care of their children. 25 years old, taking excellent care of their children. And just because we don't see a lot of that on TV, just because we don't hear a lot about that, that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It is happening. And again, it's nothing new. So again, we appreciate you. But this is something that date really captivated me. As we know, June 19th is counted as the Day of Independence for the black race in America. That is the official day that slavery was ended. And all black people of America, all black Americans, were declared free. Thank you, Father God, for having worked through Abraham Lincoln to get that done. We're talking about millions upon millions of people no longer legally enslaved. On that same date, now not the exact same day in history, but that date, there was a lady whose widowed father had done an outstanding job of raising her and her siblings. He had done such a beautiful job of loving them, nurturing them, encouraging them, building them up, raising them. And again, he was widowed now, so we're talking about as a single parent, that she wanted to come up with a way to celebrate fatherhood, her father in particular, fatherhood in general. A lady. I'm telling you, I truly appreciate her for having had that love for her father, that she allowed herself to think about the many fathers who are doing a great job with their families, the same way people decided to celebrate the many mothers doing a good job with their families. This lady wanted to have her father and fatherhood, fathers in general, celebrated for taking care of their families. And June 19th is the date that was done in the state in which she lived, when that was put into play in her state. And then several years later, it became a national celebration. June 19th was the first date. And then, of course, that third Sunday of each June is the day of the year that it is celebrated. But June 19th is the first date that Father's Day was celebrated. And it happened to be on the same day that the liberation of the Black American was also put into play. That's just awesome, I think. I love freedom for all of us. I love freedom for all peoples. And so that's major. That's major. Okay. That is a cause for jubilation. Fathers being celebrated. That is something that is so well deserved. So well deserved. That recognition. And the same love that we give our mothers, really and truly, we should be giving our fathers too. I know that there are people who say there's nothing like a mother's love, but that's not true. The reality is there's nothing like the love of a good parent, whether mother or father. There's nothing disappointing like the treachery of a bad parent, whether mother or father. Truth be told, when you have parents who do a good job raising their children, mothers and fathers nurture. Mothers and fathers discipline. I'm telling you what, to the extent that we choose not to discipline our children, it doesn't matter whether we're talking about father or mother. To the extent that a parent chooses not to discipline their child, their children, to that same extent, they are failing their children. I didn't say to the extent that they choose not to abuse their children. I said to the extent that they choose not to discipline their children. And isn't it interesting that there are children who are more in touch with that reality than a lot of the parents? There are children who will tell you, "My parents let me get away with anything." And a lot of children interpret that as meaning their parents don't love them. Now, we are taught by the Creator that love motivates us to discipline our children. There are children who don't know the Creator teaches that, but intuitively they know that the proper way for a parent, whether mother or father, and if the two are together, for both parents, the mother and the father, to express, to show, to display their love for their children is not by withholding discipline, but by exercising discipline, by disciplining their children in the right ways when discipline is called for. And that's why I said, when the parent is really on top of their parenting, they will nurture and they will discipline. It won't be either or. It won't be discipline or nurture. They do both, whether they're mother or father. And I guarantee you, many of us have seen situations where the parents do both. Many of us have experienced parents doing both, nurturing and disciplining. I'm telling you what, I really, really appreciate the many, many people, the many parents who really have that right. And they go ahead and they nurture and discipline the sons and the daughters. They treat them equally because they're trying to raise all of them up to be well-grounded, productive people on the earth. When we come back, after having talked about this jubilation of Father's Day, the jubilation of Juneteenth, June 19th, liberation of the black race, we're going to come back and celebrate sports. How about that?